So, tell me, did you like it?
Oh, good. Okay, yeah, I was hoping so. Sorry, I was just getting a few more snacks, but I'm coming downstairs. I know it's just a few hours before transformation. All right. I told you we could prepare this area down here. So the bed is over there. The TV? Oh, yes. I had it installed, but don't worry. I curtained off everything down here so it didn't look like we were torturing people down here. The installer guy came in really, really quickly. You were at work, so I didn't want to bother you. Okay, so yes. Now look, I did put fresh silver paint on every bar up in here except for this little area. No, please don't, please. I promise you. Look, it's just enough space so that when you transform, your head can poke through. And, or you could put your back there and you don't have to touch the silver. Nothing has to get singed, or it'll make it easier for me to give you head pats and, kiss your snoot. You got a cute human nose too, though. Anyways, I want to show you everything before you transform. So there's buttons on the inside because I watched this Instagram person has like, it's a dog named Bunny that has these buttons that they're human made, and when you press them, they make sounds. They make sounds and they correlate to whatever language you speak. They speak English, but so that you can say things that you can't nod or say yes or no to, or if I'm just not getting what you're trying to tell me, you can press the buttons. Like, look, there's I love you. Over there, I've got larger sized food bowls and water so that you're not going without. They're gravity fed, so you should be okay. I also put in a nice dog bone in case you get bored. And look, I made a well, I didn't make it, I found it. It's a really cool looking remote that you can work with your paw. It's for people with disabilities, but I figured it might work for you so you can change the television. We have Netflix, we have Disney Plus, as well as all of the cable channels you could possibly want. No, I'm not done. I want to show you everything. So then I also brought down a nice little, I hope it's not too cliche, but it's a nice little doggy bed that fits in there. It lines up right next to me. And I put this little bumper thing so that you don't have to worry about your weight falling on the bars and getting singed from the silver. And then, last but not least, I also put in a little contraption so that I can unlock the bars before 6 a.m. Well, the timer's nice, I'm not gonna lie. The timer's kind of cool. It's a cool concept, but I really think that it might be better if we don't use the timer, if that makes any sense. Yeah. That way, if I ever need to get you out for whatever reason, you can come out and maybe come cuddle on bet. I know you're not ready for it. I know. So, all right. Let's settle down because it's about an hour and sometimes you transform early or the I don't know. You always get so squeaky around these times, so I just want to make sure that you are. Well, yes, I know wolves don't squeak, but I squeaked out because you don't want to hurt me. Oh, I also got these little caps. They go. I was inspired by an infomercial. Oh, don't laugh too hard. Look, they go on cat paws in order to keep them from scratching up everything, and it looks like I can do a silicone mold for your claws. Well, I know you said you were worried about me getting scratched or turning, and I know that that's how you turn. Really? Well, no. You can tell me anything that you want. I would never. I didn't want to ask too many questions about that night. Your how you became a werewolf. I figured it was so long ago. Well, of course course, it feels like it was just a bit ago. How old are you after all? No, wait. How old are you? Really? Well, I figured you were far older than me, not 2 years. I thought when you said you were 2 years older, you were just... Well, once I found out that you were a werewolf, I... Wow. So this is all new to you. That makes sense why you'd be so scared. Well, wow. And it really... It wasn't another werewolf? I thought the only way to turn you into one is if one then turns you... I'm so confused. I guess that makes two of us. Yeah. Well, no matter how you got turned to one, even if it was this really tall lady that looked kind of sparkly, or if it was another werewolf that scratched you. I mean, I'm sure the event was so traumatic that you just didn't... You don't have an accurate memory. And did you say that you went into the ranger forest? Well, where's the Inuyata at? Oh. I didn't know it had a different name. Everyone's always called it the ranger forest. You know, rangers have gone in there and they never come out. So... Well, it's really dangerous to go in there. No wonder. Like, I always heard that there's magical, mythical creatures in that forest, but I just figured that's what parents tell us to keep us from doing stupid stuff and getting lost. There's really creatures in that forest. You're right here. We'll get you all locked in. Now look at me. Look. Oh, look at you. Look, no, look at me in the eyes. Look at me in the eyes. Breathe in. Breathe out. I'm sure it's painful. It doesn't look like it's fun, but just stare at me in the eyes. Look at me in the eyes. Look at me. Look at me. See? I'm here with you. We're together. You're going to be safe. Here. Like, no, let me touch you. Look, it's just your shoulders. You've never hurt me before, and you don't want to hurt me now. You love me. I know you do. See? Look at you. Strong pectorals. Look at you. Nice, tight body. Furry, but nice. You are so cute. You're a cute little pupperino. Kind of like a super buff Labrador retriever. So cute. God, I absolutely love you. You look amazing. No, I mean that. I absolutely mean you look incredible. Gosh, if I could do anything to just make this transition easier for you. Like, I've seen shows. Oh, come on. I know Twilight's not realistic, but then again, I didn't think werewolves in Paris would be realistic. I don't know what's realistic anymore, but you definitely don't look like a Twilight werewolf. What are we going to do? Okay, let's get settled, shall we? That's right. Yes or no questions. I got you. Oh, so glad we got those buttons. I love you too. All right, let's get settled in. Let's see. What should we put on? No. Oh, you know what? I wanted to, you know, tell you that I appreciate you telling me that you didn't get transformed in a way that, well, I mean, you got transformed tonight, but you didn't get turned into a werewolf the way I thought you would have. It doesn't sound plausible to most people, I guess, but also... How could it sound possible? None of this sounds possible. This is stuff from fairy tales and fiction. And I really appreciate that you trust me to keep this secret. Gosh, I wonder what it's like inside of the Inuyata. Maybe one day, when you're feeling up to it, I could get on your back somehow. We could ride into the forest. Maybe we can find some way to make some sort of like human backpack for me. I mean, you're so much bigger. You could absolutely hold. Oh, I understand. I see. I'm guessing you wouldn't want to take me in there. Okay. It'd be too dangerous. Got you. Okay. All right. I can see. Yes or no. It'd be cool one day, I guess, to see what other animals are out there. The Inuyata. Is that how you say it? The ranger forest. It looks so pretty from the outside. I heard it's so dangerous. Well, since you confessed to me, I guess I have a confession for you. There's another reason why I wanted to be down here on the nights that you transform. Gosh, I don't want to cry. But you're the only person that when I'm near you, the sleep paralysis that I experience goes away. And I'm not so scared, but it's, gosh, this is so silly. I suffer from severe sleep paralysis. And there's this demon that I see. And when I'm around you, I don't see it as much, as often, really at all. And when I do, at least you're right there. And it seems to make it go away. It's driving me crazy. When I met you at that hospital, they said you were crazy. You'd been staying up all night and that you kept having scratches and they thought that you were doing things. And me, they thought I was seeing things. And I mean, I guess I am. I'm seeing things other people aren't seeing, but I think maybe you'll believe me. It goes away. It doesn't even seem to like you. It doesn't like when you're around. And it leaves me. I don't want to be up there and fall prey to it again and end up back in that horrible place. So it doesn't seem to understand that it hurts me. It hurts me. And it thinks that it's helping me. It thinks it's going to help me go to sleep, but I get less sleep when it's around. And it thinks that I'm going to lose my mind if I don't listen to it. And there's no way to listen to it. Not that horrible face. Oh, God, it feels like it's touching me. But I don't have to worry about that. You're here. On to good things, right? Balto. I found a movie called Balto. It's based on a true story, though Togo is actually the real dog that ran the furthest in that race. Balto is a story about a dog, and that was real. In fact, his stuffed body is in the Cleveland Zoo. He lived at the Cleveland Zoo. He got abandoned. His musher in real life hated him, but that's not in the story. The story version is completely different. But we can maybe go see him. He's in the Natural History Museum in Cleveland, Ohio. It's a really cool story. Mm-hmm. But let's watch the movie tonight. I thought it'd be cute. I know it's a little kitschy because, you know, werewolf and dog stuff, but it's always been one of my favorites. Is that okay? Thank you. Oh, let's get you in those nice head pats and, oh, scratch you right. Right there on the, yeah, right behind the ear. Is that a good spot? I would rub your belly, but it doesn't look like it's super smooth like the average Labrador. Alrighty. If you lean right here and stick your head through, I can pet you. Okay, well, how about just a paw? All right, let's watch this awesome movie. It's really good. Thank you for trusting me. Mwah. Hey guys, thank you for today's video was a little bit late, but hey, 100 stories in 100 days, I'm sticking to it. And we're absolutely getting the goblin story out to everyone tonight that wanted the spicier version. There are spicier versions of all of my audios. And thanks to several of y'all guys' suggestions, I will actually be opening a Patreon for my super beyond all spicy stuff. Super excited about that. If you guys are interested, also hit up the description. My email will be there and I can get you the link before I actually publicly post it. I'll also be putting in some original artwork that is going to go with this stuff, and you guys can vote on different stories that are going to come out, which storylines progress faster than other ones, and really just anything. You can also get commissions if you want some stuff done for you. And I'm also going to put in an extra benefit if you guys want to actually chat with me on Discord. I don't know if anyone would want to talk with me on Discord, but the fact that I thought this weekend we were going to go to 250 subscribers and we're looking at 800, we're at 750 right now, and that is bizarre to me. I really thought it would just be, no one would be interested in my silly stories. I'd be sitting on some sideline just babbling my little silly stories and sending them to my friends here and there, and we'd be giggling. But anyways, guys, I adore all of you guys, and we'll see you in the next story. Bye!